This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Biofuels aren't getting the attention or the appreciation many believe they should. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score says restoring the renewable fuel standard is a big priority, but the big oil companies should not be pushing back so hard because this could be a win for everyone: the biofuels industry, big oil, consumers, and the environment.
The more ethanol you use, actually, the better for the environment, the cleaner the emissions coming out of the tailpipe. If you look at the innovations taking place on the farm and at the plant, the theme is more with less.
And that, Score says, is something that more people need to realize.
We are producing more with less, fewer inputs on the farm, fewer inputs at the plant, a cleaner environmental profile.
And Score says those practices are improving more and more every day.
But the environmentalists don't agree with that. And really, it's an ideology for them. They don't want production agriculture to be part of the green economy. And so there's friction there. And it really is making sure that we bring forward the sound science that shows, look at the innovation that's taking place in the industry. We continue to be cleaner and greener. We continue to do more with less. And therefore, we should be embracing biofuels, not challenging them.
Score says Growth Energy is committed to expanding America's bioeconomy.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.